Monday. Let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is August 23rd, and we are doing this in 15 minutes so that you know what is moving the market. So let's take a look and see. Here we see the Dow Jones. And on Friday, the Dow broke a three-day losing streak. 1, 2, 3 days down, but then up on Friday. 225 points added. Looking at the S&P here, so moving over, we also see that the S&P had their second positive day, adding 0.5%, and the NASDAQ also locked their second positive day on Friday. But this rally wasn't enough. So all three major indices here closed lower, and they closed out in negative territory for the week. Now, I also want to take a look at the Russell 2000. The Russell 2000 is the small caps, 2000 smaller companies. And many people say that this is a more representative view on the US economy. And as you say, as you see, as the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ makes new record highs, same as the Dow, which are the big companies, right, the big guys, the smaller companies seem to struggle here. So here we are at a weekly chart. And the last time we made a new all-time high was back in March. And ever since, we have been going sideways. However, the 2,100 level here has been holding very nicely as support. And I've actually been trading this last week and made some good money on the Russell Index. I actually traded the ETF. Anyhow, so let's talk about what's in focus for this week. Let's hop over here on the economic calendar, and we see that, hold on, this is last week's. Let's switch over to, there we go. Oh, we are in October. Holy moly, I'm way ahead of my time here. This is where we are. I want to say that looked a little bit odd here. So the economic calendar, and we see that today we have the flash manufacturing PMI. We have the preliminary GDP coming out on Thursday, but the big one this week is the Jackson Hole Symposium, which is on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So what is this? This is the Federal Reserve's annual symposium, and the event takes place virtually on Thursday and Friday. So they announced it will be all virtually. Or originally, they said it would be in person and virtually, but now they decided to go all virtual in light of the rising virus risk. And the important speech here is the one from Fed Chief Jerome Powell, and this will be on Friday, because as you know, the big news last week was that Fed meeting minutes were released, and they said that they might scale back their bond buying program that they started last year to help the economic recovery. And now they say, it seems that we are strong enough. Last week, markets didn't like this at all. So this is why traders will place will pay very close attention to Friday's speech of Jerome Powell. Now, in other news, what happened over the weekend? Bitcoin rose more than 3% here, right now up 2%, to more than 50,000. So let's take a look at a daily chart. And you see on a daily chart, pretty much since mid-July, around July 20th, it was up and away for Bitcoin. So on July 20th, it was below 30,000 and now above 50,000. There's several good news for Bitcoin here. PayPal will launch its service to let people buy, hold, and sell digital currencies in the UK. And Coinbase, one of the big wallets, let me just bring up Coinbase here. So they actually announced that they would buy $500 million in crypto on its balance sheet, and that overall they will allocate 10% of its profits into a crypto-based asset portfolio. So this were also this morning. I mean, Coinbase obviously linked close to the cryptocurrency, so up 3% here in pre-market trading, as well as MSTR MicroStrategy, which has a lot of Bitcoin holdings. So as Bitcoin is rising, so is MicroStrategy here, being up 4.4% this morning. All right, In other news, what is going to happen today? Looking at Pfizer here. Pfizer and BioNTech are expected to receive full FDA approval for their COVID-19 vaccine as soon as today. Now, as you know, they had the emergency authorization late last year in 2020, and now today they are supposed to get the full approval. So this is where we see they're up 2.7% in pre-market trading. BioNTech, with whom Pfizer partnered here, up 6.8%. But also Moderna is benefiting from this for 2.3%. So why is this? Well, Moderna is also in the process of applying for full FDA approval. And you see, this is where it is expected that as they have full FDA approval, that there will be, number one, more companies who are requiring full vaccination for their employees. And secondly, some people who have been skeptical because emergency approval means that only 40,000 people are in a study here, and that they're only seeing, okay, how do these 40,000 people do after 2 months? That's the emergency use. And here for the full FDA approval, it has to be hundreds of thousands of people, and it also has to be a longer study over 6 months. So this is where, with full approval, according to studies, 30% of adults who haven't received a vaccine yet said, well, with the full approval, we are more likely to do this. And this is why right now the share prices of Pfizer, Moderna, and BioNTech are rallying. Now, while they're rallying, we have some bad news on the front for Uber. So what is happening here? Uber down 3% pre-market, Lyft being down 5.7%, and DoorDash being down 2.3%. So what's happening here? Well, a California judge ruled the state's gig workers law as unconstitutional. So just a brief background here, what happened. Last year, California voters had approved a ballot measure allowing these companies, Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, to treat their workers as independent contractors rather than employees. And so now a judge says, well, whatever you voters said, don't care, it's unconstitutional, and has overruled it. So this means that these companies have to classify the gig workers as employees, and this will cost them more money. Now, of course, as they say, they said, we are planning to appeal. We'll see what's going on, but this is the news that broke this morning. And investors don't like it when there's some negative news like this because, hey, you know how it is with lawsuits, right? It could take a while. So we will see what is happening here. Also, in other news, General Motors this morning down 1.6%. General Motors is recalling all of its Chevy Bolts over a potential fire risk, and this will cost the company $1 billion. And see, as the electric vehicle market is heating up, I mean, of course, there's always been the risk of fire. And we have heard that in the very beginning of Tesla that there was a problem. We also heard it with Lordstown Motors, who are producing or who are supposed to produce electric pickup trucks, that last year a vehicle caught fire. And here, I mean, we are talking about the Chevy Bolt that has been sold, I don't know, probably hundreds of thousands of times, not quite sure, but yeah, $1 billion. So a blow for GM. We will see what is happening here. All right, and then a tradition is returning. Let's talk about Starbucks here. And Starbucks is expected to drop its pumpkin spice latte this Tuesday. So yes, I mean, it is early. I mean, way back, I believe that they did it in September or even as late as October, but they have some hardcore fans for their pumpkin spice latte, and they are expected to offer it as early as Tuesday. We shall see. All right, let's talk a little bit more about work from home. Here we see that the COVID cases, I just Googled it, and this is from the New York Times, that COVID cases are still on the rise, as you can see here. And as a result of this, more and more companies are pushing back their deadlines for returning to the office. And the latest company, according to Bloomberg News, is now Apple. So Apple is supposed to announce that they tell their employees that they come back in January. And originally, they were planning to do this in September. And then we also have Wells Fargo that has been in trouble, but they already postponed their September returns to a later date here. We also have Amazon. Amazon said that we'll do it also sometime early next year. So we'll see. Hey, look at Amazon. Amazon is still dropping. But if you look at a weekly chart of Amazon here, I mean, yes, they have been stalling at around what, 3,600. So we have been trading between 3,000 and 3,600. But I mean, Amazon has just been on a crazy, crazy run ever since the pandemic hit. So this is where, let's switch on a weekly chart here. That's where we had the pandemic, and it was at $1,600 and then doubled to 3,200. So Amazon taking a quick breather here. Let's take a look at a few other stocks just to see what is happening. Let's take a look at Tesla. So Tesla up pre-market 0.9%. Also, we have to take a look at Robinhood. And Robinhood this morning up 3.6% after, wow, what a wild ride for Robinhood. So as you know, they IPO'd and started trading at around $36 to $38, went as high as $84. Right now, retreated 50% after reporting earnings last week. Now in earnings, they reported that revenue is way better than it was before, but we saw that there's a very high dependency on cryptocurrencies, especially Dogecoin. So this morning, a little bit up here, 3.5% after dropping 4.5% on Friday. Let's take a look at what the meme stocks are doing. Just looking a little bit here at BlackBerry, and let me zoom out a little bit so that we have a better picture. BlackBerry still fizzling out. AMC seemed to have found some support at around the 29 level. GME here also have found some support. Where are we here? Probably somewhere around what 145 at this point. Oh my God, I wanted to check Weber. I love their Weber grills, and Weber went public just last week. They're hanging in there, they're doing the usual IPO shuffle that we see, right? I mean, usually it's IPOing, yay, a very quick let's all celebrate, and then we have a retracement. But they're hanging in there right now and approaching their IPO price again. Anyhow, super, super interesting. All right. Well, this will be definitely a crazy week ahead with the focus on coronavirus and then coronavirus cases here, and also seeing what the Jackson Hole Symposium brings. Will the Fed taper its bond buying program, scaling it back as early as September, or will they push it to later in the year? We will see. Hey, if you would like to know how I trade these crazy markets, I'll link to a couple of videos here. This for the PowerX strategy and the wheel strategy. These are the strategies that I use to trade the markets. Take a look at the videos, and you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.